More on Michigan's new ban on much of affirmative action. Commentator Lester Spence says the Michigan Civil Rights Initiative played linguistic jujitsu, misleading voters who actually favored affirmative action.
I attended the University of Michigan from 1987 to 2001, graduating with my bachelor's in 1991 and my PhD in 2001. Not only was my admittance the result of affirmative action, on the real, my five children are also the result of affirmative action, given that I met my wife during my undergraduate years at Michigan. So it was with a great deal of trepidation that I looked at the returns on election night. Not the returns of the state of Maryland where I live, but rather those of the state of Michigan. Ward Connerly and the ironically named Civil Rights Initiative had gotten a proposal on the ballot that would have the effect of making it illegal to use affirmative action in college admissions, in hiring, and in awarding state contracts. After a battle costing millions of dollars and hours of courtroom drama, the proposal passed with 58% of Michigan citizens supporting it, largely on the backs of white male voters. My thoughts on where we should go from here? Well, we first got to deal with a couple of falsehoods. The first one is that now that affirmative action on race is no longer legal, all of the white students who would have been rejected in the past are now going to get in. Nope. Social scientists have already run the numbers here. With the passage of Proposal 2, the odds of the average white student getting into Michigan increased a whopping 1.5%, maybe. In fact, ironically, white men will soon be in need of the very policy they rejected at the polls. With the exception of engineering schools, white men are becoming a rarity on college campuses like Michigan. Not because of black students, but because compared to their female counterparts, they are simply not intellectually strong enough. We've talked a great deal about the college gap between black men and black women, but only now are people starting to see the beginnings of a similar gap between white men and white women. Very soon, if it hasn't happened already, the only way that white male students will be able to get into schools like Michigan will be if they have some sort of affirmative action helping them. Here, they've likely shot the hand that could have fed them. The second one deals with blacks, particularly those in the Detroit area. I believe that the black Michigan population will likely plummet. I also believe that that affirmative action is still necessary. There are only two possible reasons for the fact that blacks and Latinos are at the bottom of most social indicators: luck of the draw, inferiority, or structural reasons. And contrary to popular belief, it is impossible for it to be a combination of the three. There is no such thing as a little bit of racism. The data only supports structural factors. But we've got to get real about the fact that affirmative action in college admissions has a significant class component. Working class black and white voters should both be supporting policies that increase the quality of K-12 education so that Michigan becomes open to both of them. Further, instead of rejecting affirmative action, white voters should have sought to increase its scope. However, only 42% of Michigan voters were thinking in this general direction. I believe that the University of Michigan will be able to maintain its racial diversity, but I hope that people committed to this don't ignore the battle for class diversity that will give more black and Latinos, as well as working class whites, the opportunity that some of us have taken for granted.
Lester Spence is an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University.